What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. We had Mary Kay Cabot on. We're continuing to talk about the Myles Garrett situation, him asking to be traded yesterday. Where do you go with this? I do have one point that, you know, we had a caller earlier in the show that was like, because I said, well, what happens if the Browns just say, hey, you know, this is it. You're not getting traded. You're still on a roster. And, you know, we'd like for you to show up for work. And he's like, nope, I don't want to go to work because I already said I wanted out. I asked for a trade, right? So then the caller went like a little off the rails and was like, why would any player ever want to play for the Browns again if they didn't treat him right and try to get rid of him and he gave you everything he got, blah, 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 blah. He's still under contract. He's still under contract for 2 years.
Highly paid.
And if they really wanted to play hardball, they could do it for 5 years and give him a lot of money. And he could choose to not come. They could franchise him 3 years in a row after the contract's up. That's, you know, is that on him? No, it's on the NFLPA. This is the way the thing is set up. So my question for you then, Jeff, would be who went in their right mind would walk away for the NFL average salary in 2024 is about $3.2 million, right? So let's just say you were a free agent that maybe didn't have a whole lot of experience in the league. I don't know. I'm throwing at you. And you're going to be like, you know what? We want to offer you $3.2 million to come play for the Browns. And what are you going to say? You're going to be like, oh, no, I'm not going to the Browns. I don't want your $3.2 million. No,
I'm going to go take 1.2 to go play in Cincinnati.
That's right. I'm going to go somewhere else because I have this ethical boundary that tells me, hey, they didn't do Myles Garrett right. They offered him the most money at that position in the history, or maybe the high, because you know the Browns will come back and offer like the highest salary of a defensive player in the league. They know that's what he's worth. Even if he doesn't want to play it right now, the Browns will come back and offer, and they've done this before. They'll pay guys to be here. And you're going to say to me, well, you know what? Myles chose not to take the highest contract in the history of the league for a defensive player. He chose not to do that because he didn't want to be here. Well, I got to stand my ground. I'm not going to go play for the Browns. I got to back Myles on this. Really? Can't wait till you get home and talk to your wife. And your wife says, you walked away from what? Because you're holding up principles for who? You with me on this?
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, I think it's silly. If you really think other players aren't going to come to the Browns and they're going to be offered the opportunity to be paid
handsomely.
Yes.
It's a good word.
They're going to say no? Yeah, think that, about that.
That's not the way pro sports works.
I'm going to stand on my principles. They didn't treat Miles right. They made him sit out for 2 years. I'm not playing for the Browns.
They won't go to that.
I'll take significant less money to go play for somewhere else, or I won't play at all. I'll take $0 because Miles had principle on this, and I've got to stand up for Miles. You got to be kidding me, right? There's no way.
That's correct.
Nobody in their right mind's doing that. You want to do a little story time, or should I take another phone call?
No, I'd be happy to tell this story.
Okay, which story are we doing first?
Well, this is a sad one, but a fun one at the same time.
As long as it's fun.
I saw news this morning that Rich Dower passed away. And Rich was an infielder with the Baltimore Orioles, and he's in the Orioles Hall of Fame. And we knew Rich here when he was a coach on John McNamara's staff with the Indians. And Richie was a very nice guy. He actually lived here after he quit working with the Indians. Hmm. Lived in Hinckley for a long time.
Really?
And then had been in poor health. Was with the Astros, and he fell during the parade and hurt his head and needed surgery and had a stroke. And anyhow, he passed away at the age of 72.
Just yesterday,
near Cincinnati. Yeah. And when I saw it, I thought of two things. He lived in Hinckley. And this story.
Okay.
He's on John McNamara's staff, spring training in Tucson. And I didn't see this. I was told this. McNamara had a pocket watch. Okay. You know, a classic, you know, old style pocket watch, right?
Yeah.
And all during spring training, John McNamara would, you know, be standing around with players and reach into his pocket and pull out the pocket watch.
Okay.
And you know, somebody might say something, goes, yeah, this was my grandfather's, and it's been passed down to me, and, you know, it means the world to me, and I love this pocket watch. It's really nice.
It didn't belong to Bruce Willis at one point, did it?
I don't know.
I just want to make
sure. And so, you know, he had this thing on him all during spring training. And John made sure everybody saw it. Everybody knew about it because he was, you know, checking it all the time. And so it's really nice. One of the last days of spring training, I was told, McNamara and he gathers the whole team around and puts down his pocket watch and, you know, his you know, warm-up jacket or whatever, and starts addressing the team and starts chewing their you-know-what's out. The effort that you guys have had, blah, blah, blah. I'm so disappointed. I'm mad at you guys. Blah, blah, blah. You've been terrible. Blah, 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 blah. Rich Dower, according to the story, stands up and says, you know, hey, Johnny Mac, these guys have been busting you know what for you all camp long. And for you to sit here and berate them and blah, he goes on and starts screaming back at John McNamara. And McNamara, they're going back and forth a little bit, and Dower's screaming at him. And he goes, you're just so off base. I'm so tired of you, blah, 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 blah. He went over, picked up a fungo bat, picked up the stopwatch, and busted it to smithereens.
What?
Picked it up, fungo, boom, smashed it into little tiny bits. I was told the entire team's like, aww. McNamara starts laughing.
Yeah.
Dower starts laughing. Complete setup.
Oh!
At the start of spring training, McNamara went to a pawn shop in Tucson and picked up a pocket watch.
Oh, that's so funny.
And set the whole thing up so that they could have a light moment at the end of camp.
Oh, my God. That's
awesome. And Dower played it to the tee and picked it up and just beat the you-know-what out of this stopwatch with a fungo bat.
Oh, that's great. I love stories like
that. Isn't that great?
Yes.
And so Johnny Mac's laughing and Dower's laughing. But apparently the looks on the faces of the Indians, it was stunning. Because McNamara played it like, you know, for like weeks. Oh. Hey, look at my grandfather's pocket watch. It means so much to me. And Dower was in on it the whole time. And, you know, complete McNamara chewing him out, complete setup.
Oh my God.
Dower fighting back with him, complete setup. And then boom. Smashes.
Oh, what a great story.
A pocket watch.
Oh, man.
And they stunk both years, Johnny Mac and Dowerworth here.
Maybe they should have hung on to the watch.
I don't know.
All right, I got time
but,
for
But condolences to the Dower family. They're in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And because Rich was a nice fella.
Hmm.
And a good player for Baltimore. He's in their Hall of Fame.
Christopher Walken once tried to hand me... Oh, no, that was in the movie, wasn't it, too?
I'll get fired.
I'm not going.
Don't get fired.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, all right, since we're doing story time with you, and we're going to take it, we'll take more of your phone calls here in a second. I also want to get to the Cavaliers' big game against Boston tonight.
Yeah.
Give me the ZZ Top story that we had to push off to today.
Oh, you want that one?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people that were interested in that. I had somebody say, well, what's the ZZ Top story?
Well, Dano was playing ZZ Top music because he saw, who'd you see? Billy?
Billy Gibbons.
Yeah. At House of Blues over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I told these guys a ZZ Top story that I had, and they loved it, so here it is. When I'm working in Texas, okay, and ZZ Top is from Southeast Texas, around the Houston area, little town called LaGrange. They've been around LaGrange. And I'm working with this guy, and his name was John Smith, truly John Smith.
Okay.
And he was a very calm, mild-mannered guy. He was a Vietnam vet. He'd come back and started a career in broadcast, but was proud to be a Vietnam vet. And he walks in one day, and John's real mild-mannered. And I said, "Hey, how's it going, bud?" And he said, "Good. I just had a nice night last night." And I said, "Really? What'd you do?" He said, "Oh, I had some buddies over. Billy and Dusty and Frank came over, and we sat around, and I'm thinking, I don't know who those guys are." And he said, "They came around, and we just kind of sat and sang." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Yeah, Billy and Dusty and Frank, ZZ Top." And I said,
"Ding!
What?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm buddies with the guys from ZZ Top from when I was, on the road doing my country band."
What?
And I'm like, "What?" And he went, "Yeah, I got a picture. I'll bring it in." Next day, he brought in a Polaroid. And there's my meek and mild-mannered buddy, John.
He's chilling?
Sitting on the floor with his guitar, jamming with the guys from ZZ Top, who had full beards and their hats and everything else, sitting in his living room in Beaumont.
It's an all-time
true
ding.
True story.
That's an all-time ding, isn't
true
it?
True story.
Yeah.
And this guy was in a band forever, and he's still in bands. And he and ZZ Top were out on the road together when they were all struggling musicians.
It is so cool hanging out with you. He has such good stories.
I have some stories.
Story time with Uncle Jeff. Thank you. Appreciate that. You know what else Jeff can help you with? Askin, Baskin, and Phelps Helps. It's back on Thursday. All you have to do is go to the Odyssey app and hit the little record button. You can ask any question on earth. You good with that?
I think you should.
I don't think you have much of a choice. Not at all. All right, let's continue on. I know more people want to talk about Myles Garrett. We will do that. Plus, we are going to get into the Cavaliers, a gigantic game tonight against Boston. It's going to be an epic battle between two of the juggernauts of the NBA, and it's tonight right here in Cleveland. So we're going to talk about that coming up in a bit.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.